This is The Lives of Women in History. I'm your host, April Rogers. She was an American educator, Black nationalist, and a temperance activist and author. A graduate of Oberlin College, she was hired at Wilberforce University as the first Black woman college instructor, teaching for many years in community schools. She eventually was principal of schools in four cities. She even served as a national superintendent of the Black division of the Women's Christian Temperance Union and gave more than 100 lectures across five states. Who was she? Let's meet Sarah Jane Woodson Early. The fifth daughter and youngest child of 11, Sarah Jane Woodson was born free in Chillicothe, Ohio on November 15, 1825. She's the daughter of Jemima Riddle and Thomas Woodson. Her parents moved the family to the free state of Ohio about 1820, 1821 from Virginia, where they'd been freed from slavery. Her father, Thomas Woodson, had purchased the entire family's freedom for $900. In Chillicothe, they lived for some years and even founded the first Black Methodist church west of the Alleghenies. The Woodsons raised a family of 11 children, many of whom eventually became ministers or educators. And in 1839, Sarah Jane would actually join the African Methodist Episcopal Church, AME. Founded in 1816 as the first independent and Black denomination in the United States. Her father and two older brothers were ministers in the church. Now, according to a story that was handed down in his family, Thomas Woodson actually believed he was the oldest son of Sally Hemings and President Thomas Jefferson. According to historians at Monticello, there is no known reference to a child of Sally Hemings born before 1795 in Jefferson's papers. Thomas Woodson was born in 1790. A 1998 DNA study of descendants of the Jeffersons and the Woodson male line showed conclusively that there is no connection between the Jefferson and Woodson lines. Thomas Woodson did help found the all-African-American community of Berlin Crossroads, Ohio, in nearby Jackson County, where Sarah grew up. In 1830, the Woodsons were among the founders of Berlin Crossroads, a Black farming community of nearly two dozen families. The Woodsons became very successful farmers there. Thomas Woodson grew his farm 382 acres. He owned 400 heads of cattle, 150 hogs, and many fine horses. By 1840, Berlin Crossroads had established their own school, stores, and churches. It was also an important stop on the Underground Railroad in Ohio. The Woodsons were one of several families who opened their homes to runaway slaves. Most runaways who passed through Berlin Crossroads entered Ohio in Gallia County. After arriving at Berlin Crossroads, conductors would help the runaways reach the next stop, which would be either Chillicothe or Washington Courthouse. Sarah Jane showed an interest in education from a very early age. She would memorize every hymn sung by her family by the time she was three. And by the time she was five, she'd memorized many lengthy passages of the Bible. The Woodson family emphasized education for all children. And in 1852, at the age of 27, Sarah Jane enrolled in Oberlin College, along with her sister Hannah. Oberlin College was the first college open to both women and African Americans. Sadly, Hannah would leave school after just a year, but Sarah Jane continued on, and during her college years, she taught at several schools in the area that were sponsored by the African Methodist Episcopal Church. She eventually earned a bachelor's degree in 1856, in classics, and she became one of the first Black women to graduate from college. Upon her graduation from Oberlin College, Sarah would teach in Black community schools in Ohio, and in the mid-1800s, it was not easy for an African-American woman with professional aspirations. She was hired in 1858 to teach English at Wilberforce University. Now, Sarah Jane was not given the title of professor, but was considered the first African-American woman college instructor, college faculty member. She was also the first Black to teach at an HBCU, a historically Black college or university, and the only Black woman to teach at an HBCU before the Civil War. Founded in 1856, Wilberforce University is the oldest private historically Black college or university in the United States. It was named to honor the great 18th century English abolitionist, William Wilberforce. Early in 1856, the AME Church purchased property for the new institution at Tawawa Springs near Xenia, Ohio. Sarah's brother, Reverend Lewis Woodson, was a founder of the college and one of the original 24 trustees. Wilberforce University met with early success until the Civil War, when the school lost most of its nearly 200 subscription students at the beginning of the war. These were mixed-race children of wealthy planters in the South who withdrew them at that time. The original Wilberforce closed its doors in 1862, and while Wilberforce was closed, Sarah would teach at Black schools around Xenia. From 1860 to 1861, she was even principal of schools there. The AME Church purchased Wilberforce and reopened it on July 10, 1863. This was the first university to be owned and operated by African Americans. According to a list of African American first, in 1866, Sarah Jane Woodson became the first African-American woman professor when she was rehired by Wilberforce to teach English and Latin. She would also serve as lady principal and matron. Now, later that year, Sarah actually gave a speech named Address to Youth to the Ohio Colored Teachers Association. It's one of a number of lectures that she would give following the Emancipation Proclamation to urge African-American youth to join the political and social revolutions. She'd encourage them to follow careers in education and the sciences to help lead their race. After many years of teaching at Wilberforce, in 1868, Sarah Jane left to teach at an African-American girls' school that was established by the Freedmen's Bureau in Hillsboro, North Carolina. Though millions of Black Southerners had begun to move to the North after the Civil War to escape violence in the South, Sarah Jane was determined to educate the children of the freedmen. She was not alone, as many of her Oberlin alumni of both races, due to the school's commitment to anti-slavery ideology and activism, acted on similar commitments. Now, I want to take a minute and introduce you to Jordan Winston Early, Sarah's future husband. The Reverend Jordan Winston Early was a formerly enslaved person. He was an American Methodist preacher and a pioneer of African Methodism in the Western and Southern United States. After his mother died when he was just 3 years old, he and his siblings were cared for by a maternal aunt and an uncle who taught him astronomy, and he became a minister by the age of 12. In 1826, Jordan and his family were taken by their masters to Missouri, where he joined the Methodist Church and was emancipated that same year. While working on a riverboat that traveled between St. Louis and New Orleans, Jordan was taught to read and write by a Presbyterian minister and a shipmate. In 1832, he joined the AME Church, and in 1836, he was licensed as an AME preacher, and he helped expand the church in St. Louis, New Orleans, Illinois, Indiana, and Tennessee. In 1838, he was ordained a deacon, and in 1840, Jordan Early and other supporters built the first AME church in St. Louis. In 1843, Jordan Early married Louisa Carter, and together they had 8 children, 4 of whom survived to adulthood. In the late 1850s, Jordan Early was preaching in Tennessee and founded AME missions in Missouri, in Kirkwood, St. Charles, Rocheport, Washington, Jefferson City, Louisiana, Boonville, St. Joseph, and Weston. The Earlys even sent their children to Wilberforce University, where it's believed that Jordan eventually met Sarah Jane. Sadly, his wife Louisa died in 1862. Sarah Jane Woodson, age 42, married Jordan Winston Early on September 24, 1868. Together, they had no children. Sarah Early helped her husband with his ministries. She taught wherever he preached, and for the next 20 years, this is what she did. Believing that education was critical for the advancement of her race, Sarah Jane served as principal of large schools in four different cities. Jordan would retire from active minister appointments alongside Sarah, who would retire from teaching in 1888. Together, they moved to Nashville, Tennessee. But by the time of her retirement, Sarah had taught more than 6,000 children. Sarah Jane Early became increasingly active in the women's temperance movement, one of numerous reform activities of the 19th century. In 1888, she was elected to a four-year term as the national superintendent of the color division of the Women's Christian Temperance Union. And during her tenure, she traveled frequently. She gave more than 100 speeches to groups across five states. In 1893, Sarah Jane was named Representative Woman of the Year at the Chicago's World Fair. And in 1894, she wrote a biography about her husband, Life and Labors of Reverend Jordan W. Early, one of the pioneers of African Methodism in the West and South. Now, the book is actually available online at Documenting the American South. It has been classified as a post-Civil War slave narrative as it covers Jordan Early's rise from slavery through decades of missionary activities for the AME Church. Sadly, on August 15, 1907, Sarah Jane Woodson Early died. She was a pioneer in education for Black women. She broke barriers for women academics at a time when not much was expected from a woman. And certainly not from a Black woman. Thank you for taking the time to stop and listen to this episode of The Lives of Women in History. Please, if you have a moment, take a second to rate and review this podcast. Rate and review your favorite podcast while you're at it. And if you'd like to continue the conversation, please join us in the Facebook group, The Lives of Women in History. Also, if you have a show idea or suggestion or any questions, you can email me at womensettlers@gmail.com. See you soon.